committee meeting in the virtual Zoom webinar format. Before I begin, I would just like to thank Mike Hunicki, all the staff of IS. Several of us are at the Government Center today. I'm in the Law Department. I know Councilman Smiley is down at the Government Center. Council President is. And Councilman Tackett appears. I don't know, Dave, are you here? I don't know.
I'm not here.
Virtual background.
I just got a good picture.
That's it. I just want to thank them for the seamless way they've interacted with us and provide this great service so we can conduct this Finance Committee meeting virtually today. With that, I'm going to take the roll here. I'm going to go down the voting order. Councilman Bell?
Here.
Councilman Carter?
Here.
I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting. Councilwoman Diller? Councilwoman Durham?
Here.
Council President Hartley Nagel?
Here.
Councilman Hollins?
Here.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Here.
Councilman Sheldon?
Here.
Councilman Smiley?
Here.
Councilman Street? Councilman Tackett?
Here.
Councilman Woods?
Here.
And with that, we're going to move on to the agenda. And before we do, my legislative assistant, Michelle Gilday, is going to be taking the minutes of the meeting.
Councilman Street is on.
Councilman Street is here. Okay, duly noted. Councilman Woods is here as well. All right, with that, we're going to move on to the approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes as provided.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the March 31st Administrative Finance Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Moving on to our agenda, we have several important items this evening. Resolution 20-068, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2021 through 2026. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, this is the only resolution that comes forward with the budget. This will be being introduced by me and then tabled this evening. It's the one bouncing ball that we follow throughout the budget process because it comes into the pipeline first.
Are there any questions from members of council concerning this resolution to be tabled this evening, the capital program for fiscal year 2021 through 2026? Anything from public? All right, seeing none, move along. Under ordinances, ordinance 20-018, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding from the county council FY 2020 approved operating budget to the 2020 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ordinance number 20-018 is, as you mentioned, it amends the county council's grant budget to appropriate the $100,000 for the Summer Youth Employment Program. The very next ordinance, 0119, is also another $100,000 from the county council's grants and fixed lines of the budget, of the county council's budget. And 20020 is actually another ordinance from the state of Delaware to support the Summer Youth Employment Program, the year-round program that was started. This particular grant will support kids who are participating in a program to help them learn coding. And I think it's something that maybe we started last year, but we're still supporting it. I just want to give you a synopsis of all three of these. Obviously, you can go down all three of them as you wish, but I did that because I believe we have the general manager of community services present, and as well as the manager for the Summer Youth Employment Program. They're supposed to be here. I don't know if they are or not, so they may want to comment.
What I'll do, if I could, Councilman Hollins, I'll read the other two into the record, sure. And we'll take comments and discussion. So moving along to the next ordinance, 20-019, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriated funding from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of the County Council to the 2020 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Program Grant, 2020-2020, amend the grants budget appropriate $31,239 and additional funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, with funds provided by the State of Delaware Department of Health and Social Services to the 2019 State Year-Round Youth Employment Program Grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services. So that is the package of grants that will be made available to our summer youth program, which has always enjoyed strong support on County Council. And I welcome any comments from staff or members of council on either three.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes.
Can I talk?
Please raise your hand.
Sorry, Marcus. Good. I'm sorry.
I just want to let you know Councilwoman Diller's here.
Okay, thank you. Duly noted. Marcus, Henry, our General Manager of Community Services.
Good evening. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this Zoom. Everybody looks great. I'll start with the Summer Youth Employment two companion ordinances. Just to be clear, our goal is to move forward with the Summer Youth Employment Program. It's to be determined if it's going to be a full or abbreviated summer employment program, obviously depending on the COVID-19 restrictions. But just for some further background, our department began the hiring process for this program prior to COVID-19. The department implemented an online application submission process this year, which has assisted greatly in the collection of our documents. Overall, currently we've received 429 applications to date, of which 254 are completed. We were able to conduct one interview event at the Garfield Park POW. Unfortunately, the second event scheduled for Middletown, Odessa, Townsend was canceled due to COVID-19. Last year, if the council remembers, we hired over 200 youth to work for the Summer Youth Employment Program, and we always appreciate this funding from council. And I'm prepared to answer any questions.
Councilman Carter.
Yeah, Marcus, I'm wondering if there's any possibility of trying to do some of those interviews down here in Middletown, Odessa, Townsend through video conferencing. And if so, I am happy to help set that up. I do that with students at the university quite a bit, and I'd be more than happy to work with you to try and get that done. If you're willing to give it a try, I can look at some of the protocols that we use at the Career Center at the university and see if we're online interviews and share some of that with you. And I just don't want to miss out. I think it's a really important opportunity that's very helpful down here. So if there's anything at all, if you're willing to consider that, if there's anything I could do to help, just call me.
I'm going to take you up on that. I should mention that we will know tomorrow from the Department of Labor our grant award. So once we know the awarded amount, we're going to move forward on, obviously, the hiring process again. And Councilman Carter, I'll take you up on that.
Okay. I will. Anything we can do to help out. I mean, you do have internet access at the library and some other things. Yeah. The big question would be, talking to public health, is there a possibility of setting up any stations that could be secure and safe and clean if people don't have computers? Some of the folks we're targeting may not have access to the equipment, but they're just logistics that we need to think about.
Yeah, Jane Rattini from my office will reach out to you tomorrow regardless, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, Marcus, if we're looking at, as anticipated, an abbreviated schedule, would that also serve to allow us to employ more than we had anticipated?
Councilman Smiley, it's actually tough to say, and I'm being very careful in my forecasting.
No, I understand. I'm not looking to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. As you remember, the program typically runs from about third week in June to about the end of August. It's by slots that we're making available to these kids. So once we look at the number of the counts of kids we're actually going to serve and the timing, I can probably give you a better analysis on that.
I would hope that that's a calendar that we will be able to meet.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions from members of council concerning 20018, 20019, and 20020? Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marcus, just a quick question. You remember last year I had shared with you some concerns on the Route 40 area, predominantly in the Sparrow Run and Glasgow Mobile Home Park, and you had shared that you were going to actually do a little bit more concentration this year in there, given all the problems that we've had in there. Mm-hmm. Can you share anything perhaps that you may have been able to do, or has this pandemic pretty much had you refocus elsewhere?
To be very honest with you, the pandemic's put everything on hold with regard to that, and I'm sorry for that. I'm just being honest with you. I will mention that we are going to have a community services committee meeting in a few weeks, and I'm going to give a very specific COVID update departmental-wide, and I'll try to touch on some of that, what you're talking about.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, yep.
Councilman Street.
I say it every year, but I'm going to emphasize it this year. We don't put them to work, our cops are going to be busy.
Are there any other questions on these three ordinances concerning the Summer Youth Employment Grant? All right. Seeing none, we're going to move along to Ordinance 20-022, amend the grants budget, appropriate $30,825 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, SLEAF, to the SLEAF TruNarc Analyzer Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Councilman Street and I have arranged for Laurie Kane, our police grants manager, to speak to this ordinance.
Okay. Someone turn on her mic so we can hear. Okay, there she is.
Good evening, everybody. How are you?
Good.
So real quick, this is a piece of equipment. It's a handheld device that actually determines over 450 drugs by the officer who was going to be analyzing that substance. All the officer to do is to stay safe from the actual substance itself. For instance, the fentanyl and the heroin that has been coming through has been very toxic just to air blown into the officer's faces. So this piece of equipment will eliminate that. It'll also, a timestamp receipt comes out of this piece of equipment that says when the drug was tested. And that also expedites the court proceedings for that. And it makes it a really holistic safety piece of equipment, and also is 100 times better than the standard color, the color to test, you know, the quality of the drug that it may be. So this is a very good investment for the officers, and obviously keeping officers safe.
Thank you. Are there any other questions concerning Ordinance 20-022. Seeing none, thank you for that, Ms. Kane. We're going to move along. Thank you very much. Ordinance 20-013, which is tabled, which is a tax abatement for the outstanding real property taxes and penalties and interest on the property of the Claymont Community Center, located at 3301 Green Street, Claymont, Delaware, tax parcel number 06-071.00-477. I will be lifting that from the table tonight, and I will provide further discussion of that when I do that. All right, moving on to the other part of the agenda. Boards and commissions. We have on our boards and commissions part of the agenda reappointments, and traditionally council doesn't need to hear from a board member who wishes to be reappointed. So we're just going to read these names and assign the board that they're being reappointed to. Steve Larrymore, Board of Assessment Review. Dan McFadden, Pension Board. Daryl Brown, Pension Board reappointment. Does any member of council have anything to contribute or say about these potential reappointments this evening?
John, I'll say a word.
Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you for allowing these to be on your agenda, since it doesn't seem worthwhile to call a boards and commissions subcommittee meeting just for these. But I wanted to thank everyone for, we've got quite a few appointments and reappointments in the works over the next few weeks. These and quite a few others lined up that'll be coming your way. So I just wanted to thank everyone and Maybe when the dust settles a little bit, I'll send out a revised list of what vacancies still exist. But I just wanted to say thanks to everyone.
I would like to thank Councilwoman Durham for her diligence in following our boards and commissions appointments and reappointments. It's a very important function in county government. Allows our citizens to participate in the governance of the county on a volunteer basis. Thank you. All right, moving forward, Newcastle County Council grant requests. We have none. No community events. Moving on, expense and revenue roundtable. Is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Councilman Smiley.
I'd like to call on Ms. Hill under this topic to discuss the process pretty much that's in place, because we keep getting questions about whether we're going after the federal dollars or not. So I'd like to yield the floor to Ms. Hill.
All right, very, very good.
Sure, Nellie Hill, Clerk of Council. I'm just counsel in because there have been some emails going back and forth about reimbursement from the federal government for expenses. I can tell you that the finance office is tracking that. And so any expenditures that we can key as COVID related, Tara and I are doing that so that they can be counted in the tally. As you know, we go through the procurement process and our buying process is through our finance department. So we're following their lead on that.
All right, thank you. Councilman Spahn?
That was it. I just wanted her to clarify that all of any expenses incurred by council that they would be putting through the purchasing department, all it is being coded so that it would be eligible for reimbursement in that package. Now, I alluded to this a little earlier. I don't expect anything coming in FY 2020, hopefully in FY 2021, and no doubt then it will be a package that will probably come back and go into the general fund for Newcastle County to help us keep the balanced budget.
All right, thank you. It's a good thing. Councilman Sheldon, then Councilman Hollins.
Yes, I'm just reading, and I wanted, this is right off the paper here, the CRF allocation formula, and it's stating, this looks a lot of money, $322 million for Newcastle County government. Does anybody know, the county exec? I'm just putting it out there to see what that meant. I'm reading it right off here. The rest, it comes out of the $1.25 billion.
Councilman Hollins has a lot to contribute.
I can speak to that to some extent. The county exec did receive a couple of letters from HUD, and the co-chairs of community services will be meeting tomorrow to discuss the CARES Act that Councilman Shelton is referring to. Newcastle County will receive at least $690,000, $690,336 to be exact, for emergency solutions grants for homeless individuals. And there's another grant that we'll be receiving for CDBG, all from the CARES Act. So we'll have more information about the CARES Act once we meet tomorrow, and I'm sure at the next meeting in more detail. But the Acting Assistant Secretary of HUD for Community Planning and Development did send these letters to Newcastle County Executive. There are two different letters here. One addresses emergency solutions, which is for homeless population, and the other one is CDBG. In addition to the funding, a lot of the typical protocols that we need to follow or usually have to follow would be relaxed so that we can respond to this COVID-19 crisis that we're in.
All right, very good. Any other comments regarding expense and revenue roundtable? Good discussion we had. My understanding is the federal emergency legislation will result in funds coming to Newcastle County, and we'll see what eventually total trickles down, as it were. But it could be a few million dollars, is my understanding. So are there any other, Councilman Street?
Well, not this year. But for many, many years in the past, I have repeatedly talked about people sleeping on the street, number of people in the mission. And then all of a sudden, when we hit this crisis, we can provide, the governments can provide, start making extensive efforts to provide shelter for the homeless. And my point is this, I darn sure hope that once this is over, we keep on emphasizing the need to serve the homeless. It's ridiculous for our governments in this state to continue to allow people to sleep in camps and underneath I-95 and spend all day on the street. But all of a sudden, when it's about to impact other people, we find a way to do the things and we find a way to do some things. So I just hope, and I'm gonna raise Cain about it, that it continues, because everywhere you go, every shopping center, everywhere where somebody can stand, there's somebody out with a homeless sign. Some of them are not homeless, but most of them are. And we need to do everything we can as this government to address this problem, not only now, but going forward in the future.
Thank you for those comments. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's really a point that I made in an earlier meeting that it's seemingly that these crises make all of us realize that we are, in fact, in this together. Whether it's housing, whether it's healthcare, what happens in situations like this is no different than what happened down in New Orleans when the storm hit New Orleans in the Ninth Ward there, when you found people who needed to get out, had no means of getting out. So I think what we're all realizing now, when there's discussion about how impactful this virus is disproportionately in the Black community, it's just one example of how we are beginning to realize the disproportion of our economy, of our housing, and every other thing that makes us Americans are not being equally shared, are not really being considered in normal circumstances, so we have the opportunity. And then when crisis comes, then we all begin to hug and love each other. But I think that's something we should keep in mind year round.
Thank you for those comments as well. Anything else for expense and revenue roundtable? Moving along, comments by the county executive branch. Is there any?
Good afternoon. Hi, this is Sue, County Executive Sue Moore, Executive Office. I do not have any updates for council right now. Although, if you have some questions for me, I'll be happy to try and field them.
Are there any questions from members of council for Ms. Moore on the County Executive Branch?
Nellie?
I was just going to alert the chair that Michael Smith would like to make a comment.
Okay. We'll take comments from the CFO, Michael Smith. Thank you, Ms. Moore.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me, council members?
Yes.
I just wanted to update council members on the executive order, the emergency ordinance that was passed on March 31st, 2020, EO 20-001, which appropriated $1 million from the tax stabilization fund to deal with the public health emergency in Newcastle County. I don't know if Nellie received, I hope Nellie received this, but there's a breakdown that finance has done to show how much of that money has been spent or is going to be spent.
We went over it.
Went over it?
Yes. Okay. Public safety.
Oh, okay. Then you already have it. Great. I just want to make sure that people at council were updated on how the money was being spent and a breakdown of how much has been spent, how much is left in that of that $1 million.
And I think we will, there'll be a distribution to members of council, either by email or hard copy, of a breakdown of that. We do appreciate that. I've been looking at it. It was presented to me earlier this evening.
It's already out.
I do appreciate it. So it's already out. All right.
And I figure by 6 o'clock it'll be down to zero.
Yeah, more than likely you're correct. All right. Thank you for the comments from the county executive branch. Moving on to other, is there anything under other this evening?
Ms. Hill wants.
Ms. Hill, please.
Just quickly, yes, that did go out in an email along with an emergency ordinance that's going to be on tonight's agenda. So if you could check your emails for that, along with the revised agenda.
Yes.
That has the emergency ordinance on it.
Thank you for that. I will be handling emergency ordinance number 20-005 this evening. We'll have ample opportunity for discussing that. All right. Any other comments under other? Seeing none, we're moving on to public comment. Anything under public comment?
Anything? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The Finance Committee meeting for April 21st is adjourned. Thank you very much.
April 21st.
Excuse me. April 14th.